Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday Wisdom. This is Deborah Leanne and I am calling in on myself. I hope the quality of the audio isn't too skewed. I'm standing in my hotel room in Golden, Colorado. And the morning is luscious. I just was out on a hike on the foothills and in preparation for our discussion today, or at least my conversation with you might be pretty one way, on the spirituality and in business. Let's just first do a quick grounding so that all is in alignment for me and for you as we listen. And I do hope that if you are driving, that you will not, you'll turn this off until you get someplace where you can be still and focus on yourself and close your eyes. So we will start by getting our feet firmly planted on the ground, feeling the heaviness of them as they start to grow, roots that go deeply down, reaching for the core of Mother Earth. Bottom so beautifully supported by the gravity in our chair, holding us to the ground, pulling us into Mother Earth as well. This physicality is so important, especially for spiritual people and especially for people who spend a lot of time with their intellect. So I encourage you to get a really beautiful practice where you can truly anchor in your body, breathe into your body, and actually focus your attention really down and in the back of your physical system. So we'll breathe down into our lower belly, enjoying the sensation of feeling the energy in that power center of ours. And then we will actually call back all of our power, our energy, and our attention that is focused in the bazillion of projects, in the calendar that's awaiting our attention, in the next conversation we're going to be having, what just happened before we picked up and tuned into this call. Maybe something else that's running, something that's bothering you, that's hanging on. Maybe it's just checking in to see where your kids are or another loved one. If you could actually just say, you know what, I know and trust that you'll all be fine and I'll be with you shortly. I just want this next 15, 20, 25 minutes to be for me. And bringing all of that awareness back into our body, bringing all of that energy and filling up our energy, which where most of us are running around energy deprived, and bringing back that power, which allows us to focus, which allows us to have more of our radiant and especially for the feminine, to bring all of that back in allows us to stand in our presence, to feel more physically and intellectually and emotionally grounded so that we actually make a stronger impression. We actually come across to those that we are in relationship with as someone that they can trust because we're all in. And when we are all in, it invites those around us to calm and be with themselves because we're not asking for anything from them. And then connect to divine in whatever way makes sense to you, but allow that sunbeam or moonbeam or angels or however you see it, that golden energy to trickle in, not to uncover the outside of your body, which is a lovely feeling in itself, like a beautiful shower, but to allow it to spread and circle in spiral waves all the way down till it joins our energy coming up from Mother Earth. those two ways of connecting are so, so important for us to connect to ourselves and to our inner guidance. And as we go about talking about the spirituality of business or the business of spirituality, because they are both so intertwined, I want to make sure that we have access to both our divine, intuitive, wisest, and highest self, as well as feeling the support and the grounding and the being held by Mother Earth. Coming from that place, I'd like to start off by just saying that I once heard it said that in a relationships course, that being in a long-term committed relationship was one of the highest spiritual paths that you could walk on this planet. And I just recently heard that actually being an entrepreneur, someone who births something new or starts a brand new business and then runs that business day to day, it is a very highly spiritual path to acceleration to start the business is probably even another clue that some people say, well, I just woke up one day and thought I have to do this. Or I received the guidance from, in a dream. Or I was driving along on the highway one day and saw a billboard and it just struck me that, oh my gosh, those are the words for beginning this new business, which I have no idea what I'm going to do and how it's going to happen. And that's the spiritual piece that supports us, that actually is part of the foundation of running a successful business. Because for a long time, I thought it could just be done through pure physical will and working hard and the intellectual piece. Because I was really smart and I did everything right and I created a lot of successes until I didn't, until I hit a crash and burn part, which to me meant, oh, then I must not be good at this. So luckily for me, I was in a couple of long-term employment relationships where I was able to take on new responsibilities, which helped to alleviate the burnout that I had tended to reach every year, 18 months, a little bit less than 2 years each time. And that was essential for me. You see, as running around as just a brain with a very active physical body, it was like an instrument playing by itself in practice for the symphony that the instrument player belongs to. But when you just hear the one instrument, you're not getting the fullness and the richness of the beauty of all of the instruments coming together in concert. That symphony of pulling together our intellect, our physical energy, which means we need to take care of our physical bodies and as well, and the emotional passion and the guidance that our emotions give us, not letting them run us, but that just tuning in to seeing what that feels like, because that also allows us to connect to our clients, our tribe, our the people that we're serving in our business. So the spiritual, the intellectual, the heart, and the physical parts of ourselves all need to be working in concert for us to run a successful business. And here's the deal, is that just like we would probably not walk out to an important meeting or sometimes even just to go out to go to the grocery store without just checking ourselves in the mirror, sometimes after eating a meal with spinach or black pepper, it's probably wise to check our teeth in the mirror. Because we can't see what might be stuck in there, right? And this is where We need our accountability partners, tours, our coaches, our counselors, our guides. And it can't be someone who doesn't have enough attention for just you. And for years, I was in all kinds of group programs, which those were great. I got a lot of strategy. I learned a lot of amazing things on how to be a great coach, on how to implement the strategies for my business, on how to put together programs, on how to come up with marketing. And you know what? It was the one-on-one coaching, the people that truly looked in, felt into my energy, could see me and support me on where my blocks were. I couldn't see them. You know, there's a reason why we have mirrors when we're driving. We need to be able to see to the side when we're pulling in or out of a parking space or changing lanes on the highway. We look in our rear view mirror and our side view mirrors. And now the new cars actually have all kinds of computers to support us with that. But we still can't do all of that on our own. And this is where I'm putting this call of action out to all of you. That if you do not have someone who is supporting you on a deeper, more, it's not just emotional, but it's almost a spiritual level. Strong coach that can support you business-wise is essential. Yes, because they can really help you see your next steps and see where you might need to focus because you might have gotten scattered or off your track. But the other piece is to finding that spiritual counselor, coach, healer, someone who can look in with you and support you on seeing, you know, I'm noticing that there's a lot of blocks in your throat chakra. This could be why it is so difficult for you to speak your truth. And then is supporting you on understanding and then letting those things go. Rewriting the stories that are being held in some kind of, it sometimes actually feels like a physical gag in your system. Or people will feel it in their lower back. Or you may have experienced other discomfort in your body. A lot of times that's a clue thing there to go look at and visit. So we're learning about shadow work and Enneagrams. And then in magic school, we learn about soul paths. And each of those together have given me a really beautiful knowledge to support my coaching practice so that I'm actually working with women one-on-one and helping them go on an inner journey where we discover together what is holding them back, where exactly the old vow or commitment or story that they wrote about life when they were little, first original heartbreaks happened. Some people call it core wounding. Some people call it, you know, their life, I guess wound tends to be a big one, but it's what tended to happen in between 4, 5, and 6 years of age where we first had a pretty, could have been something mundane, like being left behind at a, in my case, my mother was getting married again to my stepfather, and I was so excited to have a new family because I was going to have a dad, which was very big for me. And what happened was I didn't know that they would be leaving immediately to go on a honeymoon. So my whole dreams of having this family were dashed. Now that day, it's funny, nobody else in my family remembers that. But that day had lots of little pieces of memories that I have put together. And each of those things around that event has caused me to put together my view of the world, my view of my life, my view of how I get to play in this life. And now that I'm aware of that, and I'm working with intuitive soul sisters to do some clearing around some of the old vows that I created at those times, it's so amazing to see how I wanted to be invisible because I didn't want anybody to hurt me again. I want, you know, all of these things. And so no accidents that my life work is around teaching women on how to be visible. It's been my struggle all my life to be seen. Not just the physical presence, but who I am as a person, to be seen on that deeper, more real and authentic level. So spirituality, and all of its forms, and it's not necessarily religion. It's really our own relationship to spirit. It is our own practice of how we pull in that unseen to be a part of our life. It is pulling together, and just as much as people get up and go for a run in the morning, it is maybe adding meditation, and it's maybe adding journaling or art, where we totally give over our creative process to what wants to come through us, because our soul is speaking to us. Our guides are guiding us all the time. And how often do we tune in to listen to them in this very busy, very noisy world? So on that note, I just want you to know I've been speaking to myself way more than to you all probably today as I get ready to go into my final day of the Business Leadership Mastery Intensive that I'm at with my group, beautiful group of masterminding people. And then I get a day off before I start Speakers Academy, which is very exciting. But it's been intense. We focused a lot on personal and spiritual stuff the first 2 days. And even though the last 3 days have been focused on business, the core energetics and the core theme around all of this is it's not about the strategies. It's about what runs us to be able to implement the strategies. So if you're looking for any guidance with moving forward, and taking the leadership role that you are in to a higher level, whether it's leading your family, your community, your organization, or a movement, it doesn't matter. We get in our own way where we need guides to support us. I would hire a guide if I was going through the rainforest in Costa Rica. I don't think I would want to attempt to do those kind of things on my own, even though I'm pretty adventurous. And I'm a big believer. I've got many, many, many people who I turn to as guides and support systems and teachers and wise women who are just a bit ahead of me on the path. So if you're willing and ready, and you have to be totally ready to dive deep, this is my call to you. Connect with me at DeborahLeanne.com. You can visit me on Facebook at Deborah Leanne Morley is my personal page, or Deborah Leanne Women's Leadership Catalyst is my business page. It's under Synergized Leader. Additionally, I'm at Synergy Leader on Twitter, and I think Instagram I'm on there too, and Pinterest I'm on all of those. But most importantly, you can reach me for a quick email or question just by responding to this radio show. I'd love to talk to you. I'm in the crossroads of looking where I go next, and I truly need to speak with the clients and the women that are ideally who I would like to serve. Because I know what I'm struggling with, but I don't always know if it's in alignment with where you're at in your life. And I truly want to be of service, especially in these kinds of platforms, on my radio show and my weekly wisdom videos. So until our next time together, take excellent care of yourself. And I hope you'll join me for the upcoming next few weeks, where this show will turn over to being a I'll not be broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio. I'll be doing a Wednesday Wisdom workshop and webinar on the art of feminine presence. So look forward to speaking to you soon. Take care.